弟兄姐妹平安，感谢主，还是继续今年的主题。我们的今年的主题还是讲到主来的是叫我们得生命，并且得的更丰盛。这个声音开了没有
？Better? Not better.Okay, is that better? The theme today is to Jesus come to give us life and the abundant life.
在开始以前，我们刚才读的那一段《约翰福音》第四章43到54节啊，大家读过了。
We read John 4, verse 43 to 54.
后面有声音。
Can you hear fine? No?
已经开了。
It is on.
It is on. Okay. Yeah, 可能你要大声一点。Yeah. 好 ,Yeah. 这段圣经我们都很熟悉啊。刚才在约翰福音第四章，我们还是继续前面讲到这个撒玛利亚妇人那个讲到得生命，那个得活水跟敬拜之间的关系。
We are actually very familiar with the story, and before this story, we heard about the story from the Samaritan woman and how she got the living water and how she worshipped.
所以上一次特别讲到那个涌出源那个。生命的那个活泉。
So last time we focused on the living water.
所以这一次我们从刚才所读的这一段经文的里面，我们来看通往生命的道路。
So today from the story that we read, we're going to have fellowship of what is the path that leads to life.
那在开始之前，我为大家读一节经文，大家应该都是非常熟悉，诗篇第16篇11节。
Let's turn to Psalm.
对，这我只读一节啊，所以呢，诗篇16篇第11节，你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
Psalm 16.Chapter 11, you make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence with the eternal pressures at your right hand.
感谢主，我们知道这一节经文，我把它拿来运在这个约翰福音第四章在约翰福音里面，这个在加拿这个地方的两次的经历。
I apply this verse to the story in John, in Cana, two experiences.
我们知道在加拿这个地方呢，这个主耶稣使水变成酒，大家都很熟悉，大家都注意这个。但是你知不知道主耶稣在加拿又行的一个神迹，就是今天我们所读的。那在迦拿的婚宴上给我们看见说，那个在你前面有那个满足的喜乐。满足的喜，在你面前有满足的喜乐，是注重在那个喜乐。然后在今天我们再看这个故事，同样也是发生在加拿这个地方。约翰特别强调，就是怎么样，就是使从前变水为酒的地方。如果那个给我们看见说满足的喜乐的话，今天就是给我们看见说，在你将生命的路已经指示了我。所以我们今天就来看这个生命的这个道路。 啊，好，要啊，我们一起来做一点简短的祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主啊，我们感谢你，求你继续来向我们说话。
Lord, please continue to speak to us.
虽然我们在技术上可能有出现一些小差错，但是主啊，你的灵引导着我们。
Your presence is leading us, even though we have different.
主，我们把敬拜归给你。
叫
无论讲的跟听的，都在你面前，都匍匐在你的施恩宝座前。
The speakers and the audience, we all humble down to you.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们都知道这个。道路是何等的重要。
We know how important what path we take.
因为你今天选择的道路将决定你将来的结局。
Because the path we take will take where we go.
所以如果我们今天选择的路如果是不对的，那下面整个发展下去的话，它的必然是不对的。
So if we're on the wrong track, our whole path will be wrong.
所以我们一生当中，神给我们只有一个选择。
Lord, give us one choice.
不是好多选择哦，只有一个。
We do not have many choices.
那就是生命的道路。
That is to take the path to life.
我们知道我们的神爱我们。
He loves us.
他创造了我们，把我们放在伊甸园的里面。
He created us and put in the Garden of Eden.
你看见一棵就是生命树，然后一棵就是知识上的树。
And we see the tree of life versus the tree of knowledge.
你看见说人的选择。那个知识上的树之后，你看见整个的人类的情况就落在那个死亡的里面。
And we can see the tree of knowledge was picked, and how the path led us, the whole human being to.
从那个时候开始，通往那个生命树的那一条路就拦阻了，就有转动的火轮基路伯在那边看守着。
From that day, we were stopped to the path to the life, but we took a different path.
那就是给我们看见说通往生命。那个路堵塞了，没有路。
There's no outlet to life.
结果人就落在咒诅跟黑暗跟死亡的里面。
And we fall down to a curse and death.
但是感谢神，神从来没有放弃我们。
But Lord never gave up on us.
他差他的儿子道成肉身来到我们当中。
He sent his son to be flesh and came to dwell with us.
那么生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
The light was in him, and the light was our light.
那光是真光，是照亮一切生在世界上的人。
That was the true light that shed light on every one of us.
我们看见，感谢主，约翰福音前面也告诉我们说，摩西怎样在旷野举蛇，人子也照样被举起来。
It was mentioned how Moses was lifted in the desert, the Son of God would be lifted up as well.
不管是那个举起来的铜蛇，还是裂开的那个幔子。那个都给我们看见说我们的主为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
From the bronze snake as well as the curtain, we can all see that Jesus opened a new path for us.
你看见在迦拿的婚宴上怎么能够把水变成酒而且带进喜乐跟满足，那是因为基督的十字架。
Do we understand how water was turned into wine? That was because of the cross from the Jesus.
我们以前前面也讲到尼哥底母谈到那个重生进入神的国度也是根据十字架。
Nicodemus was discussing how to be reborn. That was also via the cross.
得活水还有通往生命的路，还有接着下来整本约翰福音里面所有的这些的兆头都是根据摩西怎样在旷野举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来。
How to get the living water, and how the bronze snake was lifted up.
是他担当我们的软弱，背负我们的疾病，把我们所有的困难跟重担都压在他的身上，最后他把我们带到十字架那里。
He took all our burdens and took us to the cross.
所以约翰有告诉我们，叫一切。当他被举起来的时候，叫一切信他的人都在他里面得着永生。
And John mentioned, whoever believed in him, by the time he was lifted, we all get the life.
所以我们来看今天第一个点，就是通往生命的道路。第一个方面就是一条的窄路。
So the first time I want like to fellowship today is the way to life is narrow.
马太福音第七章告诉我们，主耶稣教导我们，那个引到灭亡的路。那个是宽是大的。
Matthew mentioned the path to destruction is wide and open.
但是引到永生的那条路， 那个门是窄的，路也是窄的。
But the path to life, the gate is narrow, the path is narrow as well.
使徒行传那个第四章也告诉我们，除他以外，别无拯救。
And Acts also mentioned only him, no other choices.
所以这是一条唯一的财路。
That is the only and narrow path.
我们看见今天整个故事的发展，你看这个在加百农的大臣，他家中发生了一件可悲哀的事情。
So from the story we read about today about the royal official and what happened at his home.
这一个大臣他的儿子，也就是说他的下一代是没有盼望的。
His son had no hope.
他的下一代是正面临死亡。
His child was facing death.
而且他自己是没有办法。
And he had no any other resources.
我们知道这个大臣在英文上是一个王室尊贵的大臣。
And we can know this official is truly like a royal official.
所以他手中拥有一切的资源。
He had all the resources he could get.
而且围绕在他身边的，你看，不管是犹太教的拉比，还是祭司，还是文士、法利赛人，你看整个的犹太教的系统都对他一点帮助都一点都帮不小，帮不上他的忙。
There's no one around him could help him.
他曾经试过各样的方法，走各样的路，但是都不通的。
He tried all his powers and resources, but he couldn't do anything.
所以你就看见说，当他来到主耶稣的面前的时候，你就看见说，唯有这条路，没有别的路。
And you can tell when he came to Jesus, he knew that was the only thing he could do.
Yeah, 所以我们看见说，我们的主耶稣基督他自己也是走在这条窄路上。
And we can see Jesus was also walking on this narrow path.
我们的主他服侍的时候，你看起说他在犹太地服侍的时候，在撒玛利亚整座城那里都看见说，很多的人就信了他。
And you can tell what he did in Jerusalem, in Judea, and in Samaria. He got many believers.
他本来应该就是停在那里，很受人的欢迎。
He should have stayed there to continue to be welcomed.
但是他却离开那里，不往加利利去。
He chose to go for Galilee.
你看见说，他一生的路是在父神的指引的底下。
So you can tell his path was guided by his father.
那我们才看见这条通往生命的路是一条窄路，它是一条唯一的窄路，是唯一的。
So we can tell the path to life, that is the only one and narrow path.
第二，通往生命的道路的 这条窄路，第二呢，它是一条谦卑的路。
Another thing is the path is really a humble path.
它是，我们知道这个大臣呢，尊贵的大臣，他来到主耶稣的面前，他必须谦卑的来到主面前。
And we do know that the royal official, when he came to Jesus, he got to be humble.
你就看我们的主耶稣在那个时候，许多人看他只不过是一个加利利的一个木匠而已。
Actually, many people look at Jesus. He was just a carpenter from Galilee.
从人的眼光来看的话，他根本就是一个好像没有加薪美容，没有什么非常特别的。
So Jesus really had not too much to show off.
但是这位尊贵王室的大臣，他来到主的面前的时候，他是带着谦卑的。
But this royal official came to Jesus with his humble heart.
感谢主。然后第三，这个通往生命的道路的窄路，第三方面是这条路呢是经得起考验的路。
And this path can really take us through trials.
我们知道，当他来到主面前的时候，来求告主耶稣的时候，主耶稣说一句话。
So he came to Jesus and begged. Jesus said one thing.
主耶稣说：“若不看见神迹奇事。”你们总是不信。
Yeah, you people do not believe unless you see signs.
所以你就看见说，这个大臣呢，并没有因为主的指责和考验，那就灰心的离开，没有。
So you can see the royal official did not really go back home after this kind of blame from Jesus.
他仍然在主的面前向主求。
He continued to beg.
那诗篇也告诉我们，我们会经过死荫的幽谷。
Some said we're going to go through the valley of death.
然后呢，也告诉我们，是他使我的灵魂苏醒，为他自己的名引导我走这条路。
He awakened my soul and take me to take this path.
所以我们就看见说，十字架的路，他是看见有一个方面，就是说唯一的路，十字架的路也是一条也是一条谦卑的路。那十字架的路也是经得起考验的路。
So again, it is telling us the path to the cross. It is the path to be humble, and this path can take us to through trials.
我们再来看哦，这个通往生命的道路呢，它也是一条义人的路。
The second item we can see, the way to the life belongs to the righteous people.
箴言书第四章第十八节告诉我们，义人的路如同黎明的光，是越照越明。
Proverbs 4 verse 18, the path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter till the full light of the day.
我们看见义人的路在这里，你看见这个大臣呢，他首先是听见，是有人告诉他，他听见耶稣从哪里，从犹太到了加利利。
Yes, so we can see the royal official, he heard about that Jesus came from Judea and arrived at Galilee.
结果他就怎么样子，就来见他。
He came to see him.
所以呢，他是先从听见到来见他。
So heard about him and then he came to see him.
所以我们看见说，听到，这个信道是从听到开始的。
So we can say to believe, it starts from we hear and then we hear about the message.
这个义人的路，我们其实可以把它称为这个信心的路。
The path of the righteous person is also the path about faithfulness.
这个以信为本的都是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Those who believe is truly the offsprings of Abraham.
所以他来到主的面前，必须相信主。
So he came to Jesus, he got to believe in him.
因为唯有这样才能得神的喜悦。
That's the only thing he could please.
所以你看这一路的路开始的时候，你就看开始有了黎明的光。
So we can see the morning light.
他首先来到主面前，求主耶稣下去医治他的儿子。然后呢，这个是用他的信心来抓住主。
He came to Jesus, please go down and save my child. He was grasping Jesus via his faith.
但是呢，你看见说，当主耶稣说你的儿子，他说他说主耶稣告诉他说回去吧，你的儿子活了。那个时候，那个人就怎么样，就立刻就照主的话就回去了。
And then Jesus said, "Go home, your son is going to live." And then he departed right away.
你就看见，就那一刻开始，黎明的光就在他身上。
At that moment, the morning light started to work on him.
因为首先是他有个信心要抓住主，但是到后来这一种的情况，他被主的话给抓住。
So he was trying to grasp Jesus for help, but then he was grasped by Jesus' words.
你可以说是从抓住主的信心到被主话抓住的信心。
So the dynamic to grasp Jesus for faith versus grasped by Jesus by his power.
一个真正的信心，我们常常讲的，我们要抓住主耶稣，因为我们要抓住他的话，抓住他的应许，这个是对的。但是他的这个大臣的信心是更进步的。
So in regards of faith, we often need to grasp Jesus, but the faith of the official is very important.
因为他照着主耶稣那句话回去的时候，他整个人是被主的话给抓住。
Because he followed Jesus' words. He went home, it was all guided by Jesus' words.
所以在他的生命中，黎明的光就开始了。
So in his life, we can start to see the morning light.
但这个光呢，是越照越明的。
And this light is getting fuller and fuller.
这个义人的路就是这样特别，越照越明。他怎么样子？本来是不凭眼见的信心。当主耶稣说，你儿子活了的时候，他没有看见。
So this righteous path is... Okay, I can't remember. But Jesus say, go home. He did not see the miracle right away.
他那个时候但是他那个时候是不凭眼见的信心。然后到了那个是在第五十节，然后到五十一到五十三节的时候，当他回到这个加百农的时候，那个仆人来了，就告诉他说，你的儿子活了。
So he had faith. The faith before he went home was just by his faith. But when he saw his servants, his faith was convinced by what the servants told him.
所以他从信心变成眼见。
So he turned from having faith to insurance and sight.
这就给我们看见说，这一个是怎么样？ 是义人的路的一个特点，就是说他越照越明，越照越明。
This is one of the characteristics of righteous path. It just becomes brighter and brighter.
然后继续下去说，直到律无。这个越照越明，直到律无。律无就是这个，就是箴言上四篇啊，义人的路好像黎明的
光，直到日午。
日午，对，
okay, yeah.
直到日午，对。
Till the full light of the day.
因为那个福建的腔，他可能听不清楚啊，我发音不是很准。那直到日午那个，给我们看见说，他开始是有个人的相信，然后到达怎么样？到全家都信。
So his faith radiates from him as the individual throughout his household.
所以你看，他这个义人的路哦，是从黎明的光开始的。
So the righteous path starts from the morning light.
但是在黎明的光开始之前是什么
？But what the dawn looks like?
对，黎明的光开始之前是一个可怕的黑暗。
And before the morning light, it was terrible darkness.
所以你我们就知道，在这个大臣的家中，他是面临一个极大的黑暗的。
So we can tell at the home at the a royal official that there was great darkness.
是什么使他从黑暗中出来的
？What took him out of the darkness?
我相信是有人先告诉他。
I believe someone told him.
圣经很清楚，有人告诉他是他怎么样？他听见耶稣从犹大。
Because Bible clearly said he heard that Jesus came from Judea to Galilee.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们如果要把黎明的光带给人，那能走在这条生命的道路上，我们要把主耶稣基督传给人。
So brothers and sisters, if we want to show the morning light to people around us, we need to bring the light from Jesus to people around us.
这个大臣如果没有听说过主耶稣。他们这一家的人可能就落在黑暗的里面。
So if the royal official never heard about Jesus, maybe this whole household would just be going through the darkness forever.
所以我们的主从我们的主在这一个人生命中的作为，一直到他全家都信的时候，你就看见说，我们的主实在是那一位信心创始成终的那一位。
So when you see how Jesus worked on this household from the officials throughout his household, we can see powerful, almighty power of our Lord.
他是首先的，他也是幕后的。
He was beginning, he was also the ending.
所以他一定会负责我们到底。
He would be responsible throughout our whole path.
所以主耶稣也告诉我们说，行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
Those who hold to the truth would truly follow the light.
我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必得着生命的光。
I'm the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not be in darkness, but get the light.
那第五十节那里，主耶稣说：“回去吧，你的儿子活了。”
So verse 50 said, "Go home, your son will be living."
圣经告诉我们说，那人信耶稣所说的话，就回去了。
And the fish believed what was said, and he departed right away.
当主的话一出去的时候，就是主自己出去了。
So when Lord said that word, would just speak to us directly.
意思就是说，主耶稣就成为这一件事情的指引的方向。
So his word became the guidance of the whole situation.
也就是说，当主说的时候，主就在前头在行。
So when Lord was saying this, he was truly helping and working on this.
他的反应就是他只要顺从就回去就可以。
And all he needed to do, he would just go home.
就是说今天问题是主说了我们愿不愿意跟上去。
So the question is, if Lord told us something, are we willing to follow?
信而顺从就是要跟上去。
To hear and to obey.
所以那个大臣不是说主说了然后主不负责你自己去走了，没有，主耶稣负责任的。
So it was not like Jesus to go home and then he would not do anything, but he did work on his child.
对，我们常常唱一首诗歌，就是那首诗歌什么？信而顺从，因为除此以外不能得主的喜爱，唯有信而顺从，对不对？我们常常唱这首副歌。
We often sing as a hymn to trust
and obey.
And obey.
但是我们记不记得这一首诗歌一开始第一句话是什么？
What was the first?
当我与主同行。对了，感谢主，五雷弟兄在下面就答。
When we walk with him.
是当我与主同行。
When I walk with him.
所以我们感谢主，这条路是我们信的顺从之先，是因为主，我们跟主同行。
Yeah, so the whole point is that we walk with him.
Yeah, 所以说我们的主从来都没有让我们单独行动的。
He never let us walk by ourselves.
哦，他不然的话就有一个危险。
Otherwise, we would be in danger.
他若我单独行动的话，那就是箴言里面给我们一个警告。
There's a warning from Proverbs.
箴言第十四章十二节有一句话说啊，有一条路能以为正，但是至终是成为死亡之路。
Oh, I think you mentioned this to me somewhere.
在箴言十四章十二节，还有16章25节都有啊。
Oh yeah, in Proverbs there is a way that appears to be right, but in the end it leads to death.
对，这一条路呢，就是说能走自己的路。
So then, if we take our own path,
能自己以为正，
we thought we're on the right track.
然后呢，最终呢，这不是走在与主同行的路上。
We're not truly walking with him.
所以今天我们教会走这条属天的道路，我们不要以为说人多，能认为这样是对的，我们就跟上去走。
So today when we walk the path, do not assume we're on a track with a lot of people, and then we assume we're on the right track.
教会的道路要看见说，这条路上一直是主自己负责的。
The church needs to fully understand if the path we're taking is guided by him.
你不是单独的。
We're not alone.
那你就是走义人的路。
You're taking the righteous path.
曾经以利亚，我们知道他的故事。
We know the story about Elijah.
以利亚当初的时候，当神呼召他的时候，他出来，他在这个基利期的旁边，那么乌鸦叼饼跟肉来供神，借着乌鸦来供养他。
I need help. So in the early days, when he was first called upon by Lord, he was fed with by the raven.
Yeah.
Thank you.
到了最后，到了后来，我们记不记得他在何烈山上跟神之间的对话
？Towards the end, do we remember his conversation between him and Lord?
以利亚跟神说，他们以色列人毁了你的约背弃你的约，毁了你的祭坛。
And he conversed with Lord that those Israels destroyed the altar and did not obey the covenant between you and them.
现在只剩下我自己一个。
I was alone by myself now.
他还要来杀我。
And they still wanted to kill me.
他好像感觉说他很孤单的。
He felt very helpless.
但是他忘记了，在七边的时候，他虽然是一个人，但是那个时候经历说他并不孤单。
But he forgot he was actually walking with the Lord.
他竟然忘记了，在这个西顿这个寡妇那个家里，只有一把的面，一点的油，养活了他三年。
And he did not truly realize at the home of the widow, the remaining food, flour and oil supplied them about 3 years.
那是他孤单吗？他不孤单。
He did not feel lonely.
在加密山上，他能够行那个伟大的事，行出那个彰显出神伟大的荣耀，那他也不孤单。
Mount of Camin, yeah, he reflect the glory from Lord. He was not alone.
所以我们的主从来不让先知自己一个人去应付。
So our Lord never let our prophets to handle situations all by themselves.
无论在任何时候，主都与我们同在，甚至主告诉他说：“我曾为自己。”留下7000名是未曾向巴利屈膝，并且与巴利亲嘴的。
I'm sorry. Can you say louder? There are 7,000 left.
有7000人还没有向偶像屈膝的啊，没有去拜偶像啊，还是神所保守的。所以他不是孤单的，好，他不光神与他同在，而且还有一般的以色列百姓跟他一样走在这一条路上的。
So he was not alone. There are people like him who are walking on this righteous path.
所以呢，不管我们今天是预备讲道，还是预备领会，教会中有许多事情，比方说要预备饭食，然后诗情啊，还有领会啊，还有大茶经啊，还有团契啊，不管在我们每一个服事的里面，你不是孤单的。
So whatever we do to serve the church, you are not alone.
Yeah, 因为主他说的话，他自己负责。
Because the Lord would be responsible for us.
义人的路从来都是大家我们一起往前走的。
Yeah, the righteous path, we walk it together.
Yeah, 当我们走在这条路上的时候，在教会中热心的服事主、爱主，那你就会每一次的侍奉的里面，你都会过去之后，你都会经历那个恩典的丰富，主生命的丰盛。
So we just serve with our zeal, and every time after we serve, we're going to find the fullness from Him.
所以我们有的时候在教会中，有的时候我们会感觉说，在特别在侍奉上，在承担责任的时候，我们都觉得哎呀，这个担子很大，哇，这个事情，比如不管你是领师也好，不管你是任何的，不管任何的服事哈，都会觉得我当我从主那里接过来的时候，哇，我这个压力很大，我自己怎么应付，我怎么办？我们常常会是这样子。
And it's common very often you might feel when you serve at church that the responsibility you take, you feel the load is pretty heavy, you may not be sufficient to handle.
但是我再强调，主说你不是孤单的。
But Lord, say you are not alone.
我就在你旁边。
I'm just next to you.
我会与你同在。
I will be with you.
当我们经过之后，我们回头去看，哎呀，我们竟然走过来了。
And after we're done, when we look back, thankfully that we're done with His help.
Yeah, 开始的时候也比方说诗班也是，刚开始练歌的时候啊，我们大家好像都不是那么协调。但是服事主到后来的时候，当这个侍奉过去之后，我们回头只是想，哦，满了主的恩典，是主带我们过来的。
Yeah, like when we were practicing for our choir, we're not very coordinated. But after we're done, we look back, Lord reconcile and coordinate the whole practice.
我的时间快到了，快快讲，第三个方面，通往生命的道路呢，是一条上行的路。
The path to life is actually like upward.
它是一种的从低处一直往高处行的。
It starts from the lower bottom and go up.
就好像上行的诗歌，第一句话就是我在极难中求告耶和华。
Just like the psalm, I call on the Lord in on my distress.
是一种的极难。
So in the distress,
就好像这一个大臣，他的儿子，这是一种极难的，他是快要死了。
It's just like the official son, he was getting so close to die.
那么上行之诗里面啊，有一句话在104篇122篇第一节那里说，人对我说，往耶和华的殿去。
So people told me to go to the temple of the Lord.
那诗人就说，我就欢喜。
I'll be joyful.
好，所以这个大臣他听到了，他就往主耶稣基督那里去。
So this official he heard about this, so he went to Lord.
从那一个开始，他就是走一条上行的路。
From that moment, he was taking his path upward.
上行的诗歌里面，我们很熟悉的一句话，就在121篇那里说：“我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来
？”I'm going to look upon to the above. That's where my help is coming from.
我的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来。
My help is from the creator of the world.
所以因着这个缘故，你就看见说，这个大臣呢，他就来见主耶稣，就来求主耶稣。
That's why the official came to see and begged him.
那么上行之诗里面，在这个104篇132篇里面有一句话说，我们要进他的居所，在他的脚凳前下拜。
In Proverbs it mentioned we need to dwell the temple and knee down to him.
对，他这个大臣就来到主耶稣面前，哦，来向他求。然后他诗篇那里啊，132篇那里也告诉我们说，耶和华求你兴起，和你有能力的约柜同入安息之所。哦、
I think it's like we come to Lord and Lord you revive the ark and take us.
他的心若不是从主那里得到应许，这个父亲的心是没办法安息的。
This father's heart, if he did not get the promise from him, his heart would never be consoled.
感谢主，主在当主话一出，他的儿子得着医治，那么这一个大臣就被主耶稣所得着了。
When Jesus spoke exactly at the same moment, his son was saved, and this official was return to Lord.
他不光自己被主得着了，我们圣经告诉我们，他自己和全家都被主得着了。
And Lord not only got him, but his whole household.
那这里就不光是个人的事情了。
This was not just an individual story.
你这里就看见一个团体。
And you can see the group.
哦，这一个上行的路啊，我们知道上行的诗歌到最高峰的时候就是诗篇133篇。
And the Psalm 135 is truly the peak of the upwarding path.
诗篇133篇。
Psalm
133. 那里说，看啊，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
And how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity.
只有在一种团体的见证出来的时候，你就看见那里有贵重的油。还有黑门的甘露。
Just when a whole group worship, that is where you see the precious milk and honey.
所以呢，诗篇133篇最后也告诉我们，那里有耶和华所命定的福是什么？就是那永远的生命。
Verse 3 mentioned, it is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessings, even life.
所以得
forevermore
通往生命的道路是一条怎么样？是一条上行的路。
That's why that the path to life is truly upwarding.
我们啊，这个啊，我有读圣经，有一些圣经学者读圣经的人告诉我们说啊，我不知道这对不对啊，但是那的确，如果是对的话，是非常美好的。就是说，讲到这个加百农的大臣，他是王室尊贵的大臣。他极有可能就是后来在《使徒行传》第十三章安提阿教会中的有五个先知教师中的一个。
I'm not quite sure if it's quite true, but I think some biblical scholars believed in Acts. At Antioch Church, there were five prophets and teachers, and this royal official could be one of those five.
对，那里有讲到有一个是与希律一起长大。同养的马念
It mentioned Manian who was brought up with Harold.
哦，那倘若他这马念就是这，因为在约翰福音没有提到他名字，但是有一些圣经学者就是把他跟这个相关，把他就关联起来了。哦、
so some biblical scholars just relate Manian to the royal official.
倘若是他的话，那从遇到主耶稣开始，他一直往到全家都蒙恩。最后如果是在那个安提阿教会中的负责的一个弟兄的话，那一次当保罗被差派出去的时候，他是其中的一个。
I would think it's such a beautiful story if that's true, that the official became one of the five there, that when Paul and when Antioch met with them.
但是不管怎样，义人的路是黎明的光，是越照越明，直到绿。
But regardless if this was a convinced story, that the righteous light path is upwarding.
你就看见这个是我们的主耶稣基督，他使这一个大臣呢，他的经历的是他使他的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使他能够稳行在高处。
So it was truly Jesus Christ's glory that enabled this official to take the right path and to be steady. Very well.
对，所以呢，我们再回头去看一看，如果这三个点通往生命的道路是一条窄路的话，那是把十字架摆在我们的面前。
So if we look back and look at the three points, if the narrow to the life is path, the cross is truly the answer.
第二点，通往生命的道路是义人的路的话，那就是把信心摆在我们面前。
The second one, the life belongs to the righteous, is to have faith in us.
通往生命的道路是上行的路的话，是把爱心摆在我们的面前。
The third, the way to life is upward, is to put love around us.
所以这里给我们看见十字架、信心和爱心。
And we can see the cross, faith and love.
领我们走在这个恩典的路上。
That's going to take us to the path of the glory.
最后你就看见说，义人的路是从黑暗到光明，上行的路是从低处达到高峰。
So we can see the path is truly from darkness to light and from the lower point to the upward.
十字架是达到丰收的唯一的途径。
Christ is the only way to harvest.
你会发现，通往生命的道路上，一切都是恩典。
And on the path to life, everything is grace.
但愿我们真是，当人对我说，我们往耶和华殿去的时候，我就欢喜。
And when people say, go to the temple of the Lord, I am joyful.
好，我想我今天的交通就停留在这里，我们低头一点的祷告。
I will conclude here, let's bow and pray.
主，你来是叫人得生命，并且要得的更丰盛。
Lord, you come to give us the abundant life.
主啊，在这个大臣的家中，我们看见你行了奇妙的事。
In the house of the royal official, we saw your miracle.
主啊，当他来到你的面前的时候，是他一个人。
Oh Lord, he came to you by himself.
主啊，你得着他，你并不光是得着他，你也得着他的全家。
Oh Lord, you got him, you also got his whole household.
主啊，从整卷约翰福音这里第四章这里的记载，我们的的确确看见我们的主耶稣基督，你是神的儿子。
From the story, you can see Jesus, your Son of God.
你不光显出你的荣耀，你也显出你的权柄。
You not only possess the grace and the glory, you also show your power.
主啊，你是那超越时间跟空间的主。
Oh Lord, you are beyond time and space.
主啊，我们愿意来到你的面前，我们来接受你自己。
We're willing to come to you and get you.
主啊，这一个大臣，他的儿子将要死去的时候，好像要失去产业。
Oh Lord, it's just like the official's son is going to die. He was going to lose everything.
那是因为你的自己，他得回产业。
But because of you, he got his
inheritance. 得回他的儿子。
Got his son back.
并且得的更丰盛。
And getting in more abundance.
主把我们，主带领我们走在这样蒙福的路上。
Oh Lord, take us on this path.
荣耀颂赞都归给你。
Glory to you.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.